Hello.
Hi, is this Mandy?
It is.
Oh, good. Hi, Mandy. Mandy, this is Paul. I'm calling you from Local Splash. How's your day going so far?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for asking. So I did want to kind of follow up with you. And, I mean, obviously, we've been off to a little bit of a slow start here. I mean, normal processes sometimes do take a little bit extra. So, I mean, at 2 weeks in, we're not really far off where we would normally be. You do have a scheduled payment, and I think that's why you're wanting to cancel. There's a scheduled payment coming up on August 28th, about 11 days from now. I would like, if we can, to push the billing out for a month, just to kind of make up for the slower start. Instead of having a payment scheduled on August 28th, maybe a month from today, give you like 2.5 weeks. On the front end of that first month. So instead of billing on August 28th, it would bill September 17th, kind of make up for the slow start, get you guys kind of a running start, if that's okay.
Yeah, I don't think so, because, you know, we've already paid for a month and really haven't seen anything with that.
It's been 2 weeks.
I think I just want... Right, but when I pay, it's actually been more than 2 weeks, I believe.
About two and a half weeks.
Yeah, so, but when I paid, I expected, you know, a business like this to get on the ball and get our stuff. I haven't even received the thing in the mail that I was supposed to get.
That's coming from Google. So, that's not on us. So, I mean, obviously, we're working within the time frame that is pretty normal to get something like this going. If you haven't received the PIN card yet from Google, that's on Google's end. You know, we only request
okay.
it, we follow up with them. But we haven't waited for that to happen. You know, we've created the content necessary to have you on that first page. So, you know, it is a month-to-month service, certainly. But our job, and it's, like I said, there's 11 more days left in this month to get what's already been happening to actually get you a phone call and get you some work. And I'm fairly confident that that would happen anyway. But like I said, you know, sometimes normal processes take a little bit longer than we hope, but certainly this isn't out of the expectations of what has happened historically with these types of things, because we affect what we can affect. And sometimes the PIN card being from Google and things like that. You know, that's why, like I said, I would be happy to give you, I mean, I don't want this to leave a bad taste in your mouth. And obviously, I know you're expecting for things to happen a lot faster. We always do hope for things to happen quickly, but we fully expect these types of things to happen because they are par for the course. It's completely normal at 2.5 weeks for your account to be exactly where it is right now, which is why I'm calling you. If I can give you like an entire first month free, instead of August 28th, have your next payment due on September 28th. Is that fair?
Then what can you, so at that point, then what can I expect? By September 28th, what can I expect to happen?
You would expect to have your business on the first page for the excavation contractor, at least, for grading, sloping, site preparation for the keywords that we're promoting you for. I can see that those directories have already been created. So as soon as the PIN verification process is completed, that information gets indexed and starts to affect your placement right away. So, I mean, if we're talking a month out from now, like I said, within 11 days before the end of that first month, I would expect your phone to start ringing. So certainly a month from now, I would think that you would have landed at least a couple of jobs to, I mean, we're talking 149. That is basically our friends and family rate. It's the lowest rate that we can offer. One job is going to offset the cost of the service, especially if we're giving you that first month free.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I did get I got a text message stating that they were needing a licensing. We do not have a contractor's license, and nobody informed me that we needed to have that.
Well, it is helpful, but not necessary. So if the wording is a little bit different, saying we absolutely 100% need it, then I'm going to find out if that's how it came out to you. But those types of things help. They help with your, not with your ranking, but they help with you getting more phone calls when people can see you on that first page and see a license and things like that. It is not necessary, though, and certainly in certain areas and industries, you know, contractors are not required to have a specific license. So that's okay. You will get emails that kind of get sent out to everyone, and it might not apply. In this particular case, it does not. But go ahead.
So, and then for the insurance, are you talking our property? we are insured. So is that
right?
What do I need to send?
So if you've got that, that's fine. If there's not a contractor's license, just include that in the information. I'm looking to see exactly what they're asking you here. So yeah, I know that they're working on, at this point we're actually working on a video verification or something like that.
What is that?
Oh, it's for the PIN card. Kind of to bypass the PIN card. The PIN card is being sent to 912 East Main Street, correct?
No. Nope.
Oh. Okay.
There's no mailing address there.
Oh, the 205
that
Bryant. 205
yes.
Bryant Street. Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right. So if you've got the insurance information, just send that. You don't have to worry about the contractor's license, because obviously in this case it doesn't apply. So
okay.
I'm going to do here, I'm going to send you, I hope it doesn't look like a bill. I'm just sending it to you, the invoice where the next payment is not due until September 28th. So basically, just letting you know that there's no payment due on August 28th.
Okay, now, as for the PIN card, should we have already received that?
You know, sometimes yes, sometimes no. But obviously, you know, Google has processes that get impacted, too, for certain reasons. And a lot of them, like I said, are beyond our control. But if you've not received it yet, that's why I see it in the notes that they're working on getting Google to allow a video verification, where they'll just call you and on your smartphone, like if you have a business card, or if you can do that with your dad and have him start up the service vehicle, that type of thing is usually enough for them. It is something that really only Google Premier partners can get them to do, but if in situations like this, and there are other, you know, situations that, you know, where it's difficult for someone to receive a PIN card, that we have to do a video verification. But if that's the route that we'll take, that call should happen in the next day or two. You'll get a call from us first, and then we'll patch Google through. So it'll be a three-way call that we initiate.
Okay.
Okay. And like I said, I'm going to get that email sent out to you now, just to kind of let you know that the next payment is not due until September 28th.
Okay. We'll go from there.
All right. I appreciate the opportunity. And again, like I said, this is not extremely unique, although, you know, like I said, it's not ideal, but it's definitely par for the course sometimes when there's so many moving pieces, and a lot of them are on Google's end that we can only, as a Google Premier partner, encourage them to speed up. But like I said, sometimes it's beyond our control. But we appreciate the extra time to get things going for you. I'll get started right away in getting that information out to you. But a pleasure speaking with you, Mandy, and you have a wonderful rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I will. Thank you.